In this bulletin, Australia considers banning more flights from high-risk countries such as India. Hotels versus fit-for-purpose quarantine facilities. The heated national debate continues. And in sport, Indian cricket legend Sachin Tendulkar donates thousands of dollars to aid India's COVID-19 crisis. This is SBS News. I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Australia has slammed shut a loophole that allowed travellers from India to dodge a flight ban through transitioning in Qatar. Flights from India have been paused until at least the 15th of May. But despite the ban, people who had been in India were allowed to fly to Australia after transitioning through Doha, including Australian cricketers Adam Zampa and Kane Richardson. Prime Minister Scott Morrison told 2GB Radio that the loophole was closed shortly after that flight took off.
We've already directly dealt with the airlines in Qatar, and so those transit passengers, the airlines advisors are no longer coming through from Doha. The other places they were principally coming from was Singapore and Kuala Lumpur, and our advice is that those routes are closed off.
National Cabinet is reconsidering reclassifying travel advice from high-risk countries. In Queensland, a passenger involved in a green zone breach at Brisbane International Airport has tested positive to COVID-19. The flight, which arrived from Port Moresby, was deemed a red zone flight. Only two passengers were on board, and they were mistakenly allowed to leave the red zone and enter the green zone of the departure area at Brisbane International Airport. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young has declared the international terminal as a venue of concern, urging anyone who was there to monitor their symptoms and get tested. Elsewhere, Defence Minister Peter Dutton has lashed out at Victoria's request for federal funding to build a new quarantine hub in the state. The proposed 500-bed quarantine centre requires $200 million, with Victoria contributing $15 million for design and planning. Mr Dutton reiterated that the federal government prefers the hotel quarantine system.
I've seen some political smoke and mirrors over my time, and I think this is right at the top of the list. This is a $15 million generous donation from the Victorian government to do the planning for a $700 million bill that they want the Commonwealth to pick up. Hotels are working very well. They're able to be scaled up. It gives us the ability to bring people in, to quarantine them, to send them back home and get on with their lives. The fact is that this is a very good model, and we'll continue to support the states.
In Sydney, former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins will meet Prime Minister Scott Morrison today. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese will also be present at the meeting. Ms Higgins decided to go public about her alleged rape in a ministerial office at Parliament House in 2019, which sparked nationwide rallies for women's rights. Ms Higgins says the system has failed her and is working to institute changes in the culture and treatment of women and staff at Parliament House. Overseas now, and the United States is sending supplies worth more than $100 million to help India battle its deadly second wave of COVID-19. India has now reported more than 18 million cases in total and more than 200,000 deaths since the beginning of the pandemic. And experts say many more are going unreported. The US State Department spokesman Ned Price says their support to India will be ongoing.
Just as India sent assistance to the United States when our hospitals were strained early in the pandemic, the United States is determined to help India in its time of need. Our hearts go out to the people of India as they navigate this surge. It is fair to say that COVID has touched just about every element of Indian society.
It comes as UNICEF announced it will send 3,000 life-saving supplies, including oxygen and testing kits, to India. Meanwhile, Indian cricket legend Sachin Tendulkar has donated more than $170,000 to India's fight against coronavirus. Mr. Tendulkar's donation to a fundraising campaign called Mission Oxygen will help hospitals treating patients access supplies. Mission Oxygen thanked Tendulkar for his donation and says it is incredibly heartwarming. Sachin Tendulkar also contracted COVID-19 and spent time in hospital before his release earlier this month. And now for a look at today's weather. A possible storm and showers in Perth, sunny in Melbourne and Adelaide, cloud is clearing in Hobart, and there's a smoky haze in Canberra. There'll be showers in Newcastle, Brisbane and Cairns, sunny in Darwin. This is SBS News. I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.